President Bush may not have won quick approval of a United Nations mandated force for Iraq, or even promises of any troop contributions, but he's hoping to end the week on a foreign policy high note of sorts. He's hosting Russia's President Vladimir Putin at Camp David this afternoon and tomorrow to show that his personal friendship with the Kremlin leader has survived the test of Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When he addressed the UN General Assembly in New York, Vladimir Putin took a swipe at America's go-it-alone approach to Iraq, but with an eye on his Camp David talks, he steered clear of any serious public dispute with the U.S. on Iraq's future. Through an interpreter, he spoke in broad terms.
The situation, ultimately, is coming back to the legal sphere of the United Nations. The direct participation by the United Nations alone in the rebuilding of Iraq will enable its people themselves to decide on their future.
Well known for his pragmatism, Putin sounds confident he and President Bush can move beyond Iraq. President Bush's advisors describe Russia's attitude as constructive. One senior official said the Russians are looking for ways for their companies to compete for business in post-war Iraq. U.S. officials also believe that Russia, which is building a nuclear power reactor in Iran, is now taking more seriously U.S. suspicions that Iran has an illicit weapons program. President Bush says he'll talk to Putin about this.
It is very important for the world to come together to make it very clear to Iran that there will be universal condemnation if they continue with a nuclear weapons program.
One senior Bush administration official said he's hoping Putin will take a public stand on Iran after the Camp David talks and, quote, grab a hold of things in the Russian bureaucracy. But Viktor Kremenyuk, a defense analyst at the USA-Canada Institute in Moscow, doubts Putin will put an end to Russia's lucrative deal to build the Iranian power plant.
This is a very important market for us, and we need to preserve our nuclear industry, so we should go ahead. But at the same time, of course, applying all the efforts to avoid the possibility that Iranians develop a military program.
There are other trouble spots in U.S.-Russian relations. On the eve of Putin's trip, exiled Russian oligarch Boris Berezovsky took out a full-page ad in major U.S. newspapers accusing Putin of undermining democratic institutions in Russia. Human rights groups are pressing the Bush administration to raise the issue of Chechnya. But analyst Lilia Shevtsova, author of the book Putin's Russia, doesn't expect the two men to spend time on these points.
Both presidents want, first of all, to have this symbolic personal chemistry. And as for Bush, he definitely not emphasizes or not highlights the Chechen issue because he wants Russia's cooperation on one most important for him issue, Iraqi construction. That's why he definitely doesn't want to spoil any moods and to spoil any kind of personal chemistry with President Putin.
Many Russia watchers say the trouble is relations are still shallow. Shevtsova says that beyond the personal chemistry between Presidents Bush and Putin, there's still bickering and sour feelings among lower-level officials representing the former Cold War adversaries. U.S.-Russia trade is still minuscule, and despite all the talk of cooperation in the oil and gas sectors and a major meeting on the issue in Russia this past week, big energy deals remain elusive. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.